the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, and Cougars is right here on The Zone. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I think there's no real way to handle what's going on right now and what's in the air. I think amongst the group, obviously, that there's no hate towards Salt Lake City because they're welcoming us with open arms, and we don't want there to be hate across the board from fans here towards them, because the people there had nothing really to do with it. They've been welcoming and supportive of us too. So I think there's no real way to really go about it. Obviously, take it day by day and see what's going to happen.
That's Coyotes player Josh Doan speaking to the media this morning. Sam Farnsworth of KSL Sports was there to speak to him as they did their end-of-season media availability. And the player's first reaction to moving to Utah and playing hockey here.
He sounds ready to come.
In Utah. I think he does.
Ready to come here.
And it's crazy because, so some background on Josh Doan. He was born and raised in Arizona. He is hockey royalty because his father, Shane, one of the best players in Coyotes history, who played his entire career and even played his first year with the Winnipeg Jets and moved to Arizona. So his dad knows better than anybody what it's like to be in a great hockey town and then move. So their family's had to experience this twice now in the last 29 years. That's insane. And now he has the same experience that his father had of moving early in his career to a new hockey market. It's going to be interesting to see that and watch his development here. One of the great young players on this Utah Hockey Club roster that we're going to get to watch for years to come. For an incredible selection on Kia, Subaru, Chevy, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram, visit Doug Smith dealerships in American Fork and Spanish Fork. Great service starts with know-how, and nobody knows how like Doug. Hey, Doug. Nailed it.
Yes, you did.
You know who else nailed it? Ryan Smith. Yes. Ryan and Ashley Smith, thank you from the hockey community here, the sports community here, to be in this position to be able to pull this off, something that's unprecedented. And we'll get into how unprecedented this deal is. But first, I'll explain to you, if you're just tuning in and this is new to you, the breaking news this afternoon that we've been waiting for, the National Hockey League's Board of Governors today approved the establishment of a franchise beginning with the 2024-25 season in Utah that will be owned and controlled by Smith Entertainment Group, which is led by Ryan and Ashley Smith. In addition, the board approved a plan that renders the Arizona Coyotes franchise inactive, with a right to reactivate if Alex Morello has fully constructed a new state-of-the-art facility appropriate for an NHL team within 5 years. Effective at closing, the approved transactions will result in the Coyotes franchise transferring the totality of its existing hockey assets, including its full reserve list, roster of players like Josh Doan, and draft picks, and they have a lot of them, and its hockey operations department to the Utah franchise. So let's break that down a little bit. They approved the establishment of a franchise. This is a new franchise. This is not the Arizona Coyotes. Although their operations staff, as I just said, players, everybody's coming up here. The business part of it, the Coyotes' trademarks, their logo, everything stays there. Their history stays there. That belongs to them, which I love. I think that's very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Having 30 years of hockey history move here and pretend like it's our history makes no sense. And it's hurtful and disrespectful to the fans who think Salt Lake sucks. That's okay. It's okay for today. Some really upset fans down there. I get it. You're upset. You've lost your team. We're trying to make this, Coyotes fans, as easy as possible. We don't want your logo. We don't want your gear. We don't want the logo. You keep it. We want you to have hockey back within the next 5 years. Let's become rivals.
Right.
Don't take it out on us. Salt Lake does not suck. Salt Lake's amazing. Utah's amazing. Not upset, though. I totally understand the reaction. But be mad all you want. Utah does not suck, and Ryan and Ashley Smith do not suck. And the NHL does not suck, and it's here for the future, and it's awesome.
Here to stay, baby.
Awesome.
Let's go. Utah Yetis. Utah Blue.
Well, as we just talked about, and we'll get into some of that through the next hour.
I wonder if you whisper it, it comes to fruition even more.
I'm just going to go wish for the Yetis. Blizzard. Someone's going to have to come up with some cash to pay that guy his money. It's already got the trademark on that. That's pretty brilliant, by the way. Some outfit and drapery, you said? Okay. We'll leave it at that. We won't say which, but smart. Smart. Way ahead of their time there. Very smart. Okay. So there was a lot of quotes today from Ryan Smith once this news came. We actually have a clip I want to play with you right now for everybody. This is great. So Ryan Smith was speaking at the World Congress of Sports just yesterday, and he was asked about, you know, the worst kept secret in sports right now, that the Coyotes franchise was being bought and relocated to Utah. And he was asked how they're going to get this done, how it's going to happen. And this is a great response from Ryan, and I want everybody to hear this.
I have incredible faith in the people of Utah. We show up. And we just had the NCAA tournament there, and like the arena was packed at 11 a.m. in the morning. UFC came in this summer. The fights start at 4 p.m., and like everyone from UFC is like, why are people here at 4?
The PLL, but they showed up for.
Yeah, the PLL. So like we show up. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about showing that. Look, I want to spend all my time this summer launching a whole new brand and going through all the little things and every single little detail. That's not really what I would love to do. I'd love to be over at the Olympics and like everyone else hanging out and doing these things or being up on the lake. But reality is you can't blink when these things come along. I'll never forget going through the Jazz transaction, and it happened to coincide that it was the exact same week of closing as our IPO. And I'm like, what are we doing? The amount of work that goes in to announce these things and everything, I'm like, what are we doing? And it's just like, don't blink, just go. A year later, like, you're sitting there going, okay, we're good. And so with this situation, there is so much work to do. There's practice facilities, there's, you name it, we've got it. There's nothing we don't have to go do. We'll find a way. If everyone's in, like, we'll find a way. We've done harder stuff.
Great stuff from Ryan Smith. His trust in the people of Utah, fans here, the community, to support whatever he brings here. He's putting in this massive effort, spending his own money to bring all these things here. He's established incredible relationships.
Mm-hmm.
He just mentioned UFC. He's built a very strong relationship with Dana White.
Right. And Dana White, even the first time he came a couple years ago, was like, oh, we're coming back to Salt Lake.
It's going
to
be a yearly thing.
Love it.
Don't be surprised to see them coming back this summer or fall sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Like UFC wants to be here every year,
mm-hmm.
which think of, if you think about all the venues and all the places in the world they can go, they've done it twice, 2 years in a row and possibly a third. I'm sure they're working that out right now. UFC wants to be here. Major League Baseball obviously is looking at Utah when they're ready to expand as a place that they could expand. There's so much building and going on here when it comes to sports, which is so exciting to be a part of. But he mentioned the one thing that I really loved, and this is more big picture, Sly, and I know you appreciate this, someone who's been a pro athlete and also very active in business and trying to build and be an entrepreneur and grow different things, is he said, when opportunity comes, don't blink. That's incredible advice.
No, in business they tell you fail fast, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's get out there and try. Just you sit over here. You know, what is the term they say? An idle mind, or you sit over here, you think too much, and nothing ever happens.
Yep.
Right? I overthink it. Don't overthink it. Just do it. Gary Vee will tell you all the time. Just get out there, and do it. Content, content, content. So nobody liked it. Who cares? Somebody will like it.
Yep.
Get it out there. Just do it. Trial and error. Same thing with sports, right? You know, experience is the best teacher. Get out there and do it, right? And so that's Ryan Smith's focus here. That's the way he's gone about this, and I absolutely love it, and I'm all for it. And, you know, with this Utah community, everybody needs support, man. And if we're behind Ryan Smith as a community, it only bodes well for success in whatever he's doing.
just so exciting. And it's through those relationships that he's able to build and his connections. He made that connection with Gary Bettman and other owners in the National Hockey League. They're like, this. Here's this young tech billionaire who's got energy, he's got great ideas, he's got what we're looking for. We need owners like this in our league.
Right.
To be honest, the owners in NHL are aging. There's not a lot of fresh new ideas or a fresh new approach. A very unique opportunity came along. There was a problem in Arizona. This franchise did not have a home. It did not have stability. It had poor management and leadership from the ownership level. And the NHL had to do something. And this has never happened before where a team like this in the NHL, this is similar to what, and I'm using this as an analogy to help people understand, because most people here are very, very hardcore football fans. You'll remember the Baltimore Ravens moving to Baltimore and leaving Cleveland. The Cleveland Browns, one of the, not as far as championships go, but it was the team of Jim Brown. They won championships in the 50s. It was a storied NFL franchise with a proud tradition. One day, boom, it's gone. And that team moved to Baltimore, but it didn't take the Browns' branding, logo, history with them. The franchise went dormant for a period of a decade while they figured it out. It wasn't even a decade. It was less than that. They were able to get it back to Cleveland. I think I'd have to look it up. Was it 5 years, 10 years? I'm not sure. But there was a period of time. It's almost identical to this situation where the owner in Cleveland decided he couldn't be successful there and he moved the franchise somewhere where he could. But the brand and the whole franchise returned later on. Similar situation here. But Ryan Smith had to be ready in order for any of this to make sense or work out. And he was very vocal, has been for more than a year, about his desire to bring the NHL to Utah. A lot of people laughed at him in the beginning. Again, don't blink. You have an idea, and you have the vision, and you have the dream, and then you have the assets, and you have the ability to make it happen. Then you got to go do the groundwork. You got to go make the work happen. You got to build the relationships. You got to have the investments in place. You got to have everything there to be able to pull off a massive, massive transaction like this. He did all of it. Smith Entertainment Group, and it wasn't just Ryan, I'm sure it was his whole team, they were all involved in this and made it happen. For this all to come together, and you have people outside of Utah, people that follow sports, are thinking, why Salt Lake City?
Hey.
What? They could go to Atlanta. They could go to Houston. Why would they go to Salt Lake City? Well, if you're not following, it's because
there's a lot going on here.
Ryan Smith sold it to the NHL that this is a place where they can go. The NHL did its research, and they're like, you know what? That is a place to go. And Ryan did a great job of telling our story to the NHL, to Gary Bettman, with all the facts that were in place about our economic growth, our young population, our sports rabid population. The perfect place to start a new team. This town is hungry for this. We want this. We want to grow. We want to have these entertainment options. And there's plenty to support it. I've seen nights where, in the fall, where the Utes have a football game at home. BYU has a football game at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Or sorry, at Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo.
It's all right.
Real Salt Lake's playing at America First Field. And the Jazz have a game. And they all sell out.
That's what's crazy. Because there's so much crossover as far as fandom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We can do this.
Right.
We can do this. We are ready. Salt Lake City, Utah, welcome to the big boy club.
Love it.
Welcome to the big boy club, and it's exciting. And they're bringing in a team that's really got a chance to be special. It's young. They've got tons of draft picks. You heard Josh Doan earlier, a great young player. They've got a nice roster of guys, and we're going to get familiar with these. Connor Ingram did a great job as their goalkeeper this year. They've got a nice roster. I'll go down some of their stats and some of their players that were really good this year. Clayton Keller is awesome. Nick Schmaltz, their center, is awesome. Their left winger, Matias Michelli, he scored a goal last night. It was awesome. The Logan Cooley, Lawson Krause, Dylan Gunther is one of the best young players in the league. They've got guys that can play, and you're going to get to know these names, and you're going to become familiar with the sport if you are not. And those who are familiar with it, you can. I'm sure you had tears of joy today.
Oh, yeah.
Because you probably never thought this was possible.
Yeah, he's saying all those names, and we still got assets as well.
Draft, but they got capital. Several second-round picks this year. And this is not like the NBA where if you don't have a top five pick,
yeah,
you're screwed. No, this is like baseball. Like, you have a ton of opportunities to go draft kids and see how they develop. You get a chance to go get a bunch of these kids from hockey juniors or from the college ranks. Go get the best player from Denver U who just won a national championship. Like, go out and get some of these young players, bring them into your organization. Here's the other thing they have. Ryan Smith is not cheap. Ryan Smith is aggressive. As Ryan Smith says, he's not going to blink.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a chance with a lot of cap space to go sign a free agent,
a premier player,
or pull off a big-name trade to bring in a big-name player here because there's a team out there that needs cap relief, this Utah Hockey Club is ready
for that
to go get a top 50 player in the league. There's so much to be excited about here. I want to play this before we end this segment. John Gambadoro of our sister station, our Bonneville sister station, Arizona Sports 98.7, 27 years in Phoenix. He was there from almost the beginning of the Arizona Coyotes run in the desert, a team that never was supposed to be there in the first place. They were actually supposed to move to Minnesota from Winnipeg, Manitoba. But they ended up in Phoenix, and they were there for 29 years. He covered almost all of it, has relationships with all those great players. He follows this team closely. This is what he had to say about the players and coach they have together right now, how good this team could be even next season.
Number one, I think what every owner should do is keep the current people in place, evaluate for a year, and see if you fit together. Okay, you got to do that. You got to wait a year. Bill Armstrong is a tremendous general manager. I did a weekly show with him. Every week he was on with us. He did a great job with the limited resources he had. Ryan Smith's going to give him a lot more resources to go out and spend money on free agents and not have to trade away a lot of his own players, which he's had to do because of just a very limited budget here in Arizona for all of these years. So I think if I'm Ryan Smith, I bring Bill Armstrong and his crew and the coach, and I give him a year, and I evaluate them over a year and see if everybody gets along, and we could all sing Kumbaya and see if we all love each other. And if it works out, great, then you keep him. And if it doesn't, then you can make the changes the way you see fit. As far as the team, guys, they were, for about half the season, they were competing for a playoff spot, and then a lot of the news came out, and they lost a lot of games in a row. But there are some of the most young, exciting players in the league. Dylan Gunther is fantastic, and Logan Cooley is sensational, and Clayton Keller's been an all-star several times, and they've got great goaltending. All they really need is an owner that's going to invest in a couple of free agents that can plug some holes and give them some quality depth, and this team will battle for the playoffs next year. I would not be surprised if you guys have a team next year, if Ryan Smith spends a little bit of money, that is in the playoffs next season. And here we would have a whiteout. So every time they were in the playoffs, everybody would wear white. We called it the whiteout. That's a tradition that came from Winnipeg, and I hope it continues in Utah, that when they do make the playoffs, everybody wears white, because it is one of the most incredible things you have ever seen in all your years of being involved in sports and covering sports and playing sports. It's a remarkable experience, the whiteout.
We already do that with the Jazz, right?
Hey, white, blue, whatever, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially in playoffs. The Jazz playoff atmosphere.
You wear white, you get the towels waving, and it's going to be incredible.
That's easy.
What I love about what John Gambadoro said is, doesn't that get you excited? Not only is Utah getting a NHL franchise, you have a chance to get an NHL franchise that can win.
With young guys. That was the biggest thing for me out of what he said. Young guys.
Yeah.
Young guys who are good and are vying for the playoffs and just need a couple more things to change all of that. And you're in the playoffs.
Gosh,
playoffs?
I'm excited.
You're in the playoffs.
I'm excited. I mean, they could do something that would rival what the franchise, the expansion franchise in Vegas did with the Golden Knights. It's not the same. It's a little bit different because they're not going to have an expansion draft. But this is a new franchise that'll have a new brand, new look, new everything. The people here are going to go nuts for this team. They're going to feel the support day one.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Smith is going to give Bill Armstrong the assets. And I trust that Ryan, there's no reason why Ryan needs to make wholesale changes this summer. This is a good staff that has proven that they are young and building. Give Bill Armstrong the resources to go out and improve this roster, try to make a run at a free agent, try to pull off a big trade. Let Andre Tourney coach this group again. The culture he's built is very healthy. And roll this young group out with a couple additions, and let's see what happens, and let's have a good time. Let's make the first year of Utah NHL hockey one to remember.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I think that's what happened with the Golden Knights making it all the way to the Stanley Cup the first year. The communal support down there in Vegas was just enormous.
Mm-hmm.
And the players play that. We talked about it with Sam. The players feel that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when you get that from this Utah community, I mean, you see it game in and game out with the Jazz. I think it's incredible. You know, I'm not the biggest Jazz fan, but my eyes are open. I can see
You've
that.
You've been around here when they're in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, during your time at Utah, that was a golden age when they were making good playoff runs. And
even
you
as
knew
a kid, seeing that, you know, Jordan Days, like here.
John Stockton, Carmelo.
Absolutely electric in Salt Lake City.
Imagine being able to do that with hockey. It's just it's just so exciting
about. Love that.
So much to get excited about. Our coverage of NHL in Utah continues as the news is official. The NHL is coming to Utah. There will be a Utah hockey club in the NHL next season. And the team will be here next week, we believe, to give a tour of the facilities and become familiar with the area. There's going to be a press conference on Friday at 5 p.m. with Ryan Smith at Delta Center, where he will be able to answer a lot of questions, and I'm sure that's going to be a must-see, and that's must-listen. We expect to be able to carry that live tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We will be live at the plaza at Delta Center with continued coverage of this massive historic day and this historic news that the NHL is coming to Utah. Golfers, join the Saturday show as we broadcast live from the Uinta Golf Demo Days this Saturday from 10 to noon at Mulligan's on 106 South, 692 West. First 100 people in the gate will get free lunch and enter to win free gear from Uinta Golf. Again, Saturday, Uinta Golf Demo Days, 10 to noon at Mulligan's. We'll be right back. More on NHL to Utah next on JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
You're listening to JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars.
Don't touch that dial!
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
For guys like me, it's exciting. Not to leave Arizona, but just to go somewhere new and see it. You know, it's easy. I don't own a house here. I don't have children. Guys like me, I'm used to it, but it's the people with families, the guys changing schools for kids, the staff that need to buy houses and do all those things, you know. This isn't about a hockey team moving. This is people's lives we're uprooting here, and I think people need to remember that there's a lot that goes on, and a lot of these people that don't get the credit they deserve are going to have to do a lot to make this work, and I think those people deserve some recognition.
That's Utah Hockey Club goalie Connor Ingram. That's right, I didn't stutter. Utah Hockey Club. It's official. The NHL is here in Utah. The announcement was made today. The NHL issuing the press release earlier today that the National Hockey League's Board of Governors approved the establishment of a franchise beginning with the 2024-25 season in Utah that will be owned and controlled by Smith Entertainment Group, which is led by Ryan and Ashley Smith. In addition, the board approved a plan that renders the Arizona Coyotes franchise inactive with the right to reactivate if owner Alex Morello has fully constructed a new state-of-the-art facility appropriate for an NHL team within 5 years. Effective at closing, the approved transactions will result in the Coyotes franchise transferring the totality of its existing hockey assets, including its full reserve list, roster of players and draft picks, and its hockey operations department to the Utah franchise. We will have NHL hockey in Delta Center in October. And I cannot believe it.
Can't believe you were saying it.
A historic day in Utah sports history. It is now official. You'll remember April 18th, 2024 is the day that the NHL planted its flag here in Utah. And it's going to be awesome.
Yeah! I mean, we already hate construction. Everybody knows the construction that's going around the city.
I'm good with this.
But I actually cannot wait to see what it's going to look like down here when the new building, the new gateway, all of this stuff is reconstructed. I think it's going to be terrific. I'm not looking forward to construction, as I said. But Ryan Smith's all in. He's like, this is nothing that we can't do. This is nothing to just shake your head at. But, you know, we just got to pull up our sleeves and get to work. So I'm excited for all of this. It's gonna be
now,
nice.
Hockey fans in Toronto and Pittsburgh or Boston or the places where hockey's big, Detroit, or like Salt Lake City. Are you kidding me? Why would they pick Salt Lake City? Who lives there? No one's going to go watch the team in Salt Lake City. Oh, yeah? I guarantee you we're going to get the support. I don't think people outside of this market understand how passionate people are about sports right now, how hungry they are for pro sports. And to have something of their own, to call their own, is just, it's going to engage everybody, Sly. And you know this, as somebody who's played at the University of Utah on one of the greatest, if not the greatest teams in school history, who's also gone on to play in one of the most storied NFL franchises. You understand how passionate people are about sports. You've seen passion in different communities, and I know you see it here. I'm sure you have no doubt that people are going to show up and support this product.
I have zero doubt. You know, being invested in that Pittsburgh community for 5 years, it's literally every single conversation. Even if nobody knows who you are, you know, you got a helmet on. I really don't know what you look like. They just love to talk about it. They love to wear the gear everywhere, you know, from your team, whether it's the college team or whether it's the professional team. You know, the sports drives the city. You know, Utah's Salt Lake City is becoming a sports town. And I absolutely love it more and more. Thank you, all the people involved, for making this happen. This is a lot of pride. There's a lot of pride in Salt Lake City. And we're able to showcase that on the stage. Ryan Smith said it, you know, from the NCAA tournament being here every other year, every time it comes in town, to UFC, sorry. Yeah. So ever since UFC coming, you know, we had PLL lacrosse championships that were coming in here. You know, from all the things that show up here from Real Salt Lake, people show up. This is an awesome community to come to. Anybody that's never been here, you can have your reservations. But once you come here to Salt Lake City, you see how nice the people are. You see how great the community is. And you're just like, I really like it here. As he said, Connor Ingram said, he's like, was it Connor Ingram, Jeremy?
Yes, he that's said correct. That, the goalie, yeah.
Where he takes an Airbnb here.
Yeah.
Out on his way back
in the
off-season, to Canada.
He's from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, so he's been driving from Phoenix to Saskatoon.
And he stops here in Salt Lake City.
And he comes here.
Yeah, people love it here. I mean, there's a reason I stayed here. Yeah. Right? I mean, this place is awesome. You know, the rest of the world is finding that out. It's the reason why they want to have another Olympics here. The 2002 Olympics was a major success. Huge, huge success. And Salt Lake's just on the map, steadily growing. As we've seen the reports over the last 3-4 years, this is the best entrepreneur community. You know, Google's coming here, the Silicon Slopes. There's so much things happening here in the Utah community, and the world is finding out. We're getting more sports teams. There's more and more things to do, more restaurants. I love the restaurants. Ever since the All-Star game last year, all the different variety of restaurants that have opened up, you know, here in Salt Lake City, but giving more resources to the community to be able to uplift themselves, I absolutely love it.
Salt Lake City is growing at an enormous rate.
Right.
Now, again, New York hockey fan, here's today's news, and sees Salt Lake City. He's like, Salt Lake City?
They're going to be like, so what?
So he goes to Google, like, Salt Lake City population. There's only 200,000 people that live there. Why is the team going to be there? No one's going to be going to watch the game.
I love
Guess
this
what,
New
bro?
York accent.
Guess what, Manhattan, bro? Google a little further. It's not just Salt Lake City. Yes, there's 200,000 people in Salt Lake City. You account for the Wasatch Front? There's over 2 million people that live here.
Mm-hmm.
2 million people.
That's enough to go to a game.
You think? Like I said earlier, we talked in the last segment how There's been a Saturday in the fall where Lavelle Edwards Stadium, Rice-Eccles Stadium, America First Field, and Delta Center full. Four different events going on the same night. It's not 200,000 people supplying those fans. It's 2 million people stretched from Ogden all the way down to Payson. Let's throw Logan in there, too. Why not come up from Nephi and go check out what's going on?
I mean, I was talking about like the
How about people in Idaho Falls coming down here?
Idaho, Northern Nevada, Idaho.
Southwest Wyoming.
Wyoming coming down here because I don't want to go to Denver.
Nevada. Right? Yeah.
There's a lot of neighboring people that would love to have a new, and this is what I love. This is one of my favorite things about this whole situation, is I have a chance to be a homegrown fan.
The very beginning.
I have a chance to do that.
Yep.
I've been in so many communities, from California to Pennsylvania, Arizona, to where I have to adjust and get to understand and love that. I have an opportunity here with this hockey team to be a homegrown fan. As we said, this is opportunity for an expansion team, right? To come here in Utah. Essentially, the essence of an expansion team, we have the opportunity to be that. I have the opportunity to live in the state before this team came here, live in it while it's here, to be a homegrown fan. I will be a Salt Lake Slasher fan for years to come.
Or the Blizzard, or the Fury.
Or the Fury, or the Yetis, or whatever name we come up with. But I have an opportunity, and a lot of these kids, the next generation, this generation now, has an opportunity to be a homegrown fan. I think that is absolutely terrific.
Here's some other NHL markets that compare to Salt Lake City. So Pittsburgh, the Penguins, one of the best storied franchises in the NHL. Did you know we have a larger media market size than Pittsburgh right now? So according to the Nielsen ratings, the Nielsen demographics, their market size projectors, whatever. There's a name for it. I'm not saying the right thing. I work in the TV business, and I can't even say it. They're bigger than some of these teams. Columbus Blue Jackets, obviously playing Columbus. Bigger than that. Columbus is 33. Salt Lake City's 27th right now. And Nashville, we're coming. Nashville's 26th. The Nashville Predators play there. St. Louis Blues, 24th. We're only a little less than 100,000 people away from matching St. Louis. Keep going. Raleigh-Durham, where the Carolina Hurricanes play. We're creeping up on them. We're only about 1 million behind. No, sorry, not 1 million. 100,000. 150,000. So my point that I'm making here, there are some hockey markets already in the NHL that we have surpassed.
Right.
Vegas is another one. Las Vegas is the 40th largest media market in the country. You know, there's teams on this list that are farther down. Buffalo. We don't have the Canada markets, but we're bigger than Edmonton and Calgary. I think Vancouver and Toronto and probably Montreal, that it's close though, would be larger media markets in Canada than our team. We're bigger than Winnipeg. We're bigger than Calgary. We're bigger than Edmonton. So there's a number of NHL markets that are smaller than Salt Lake City already, and Salt Lake is growing. So this idea that Salt Lake City is too small for the NHL
is fluff.
It's garbage.
It's garbage for
Don't believe it. We're growing. We're ready. We're going to put our big boy pants on, and we're going to support this team and support another Big Four pro sports team in this market.
Love it.
All right. Now is the time. We do this every week on Thursday, this is one of my favorite things to do. And Sly, I know you appreciate this. Honoring our volunteers that work with youth sports is so much fun to do. So it's time now for our weekly winner in the Hercules Credit Union Hero of the Week. This week's Hercules Credit Union winner is Scott McLeod.
Okay, Scotty.
Nominated by Sean Marchant. For years, Scott has volunteered to be the youth coach for almost every sport in our South Salt Lake recreation. He's been a basketball coach and coached indoor and outdoor soccer for years. He doesn't just show up, but he cares about the kids. He's organized, he teaches, and makes the kids better. He creates an environment where the kids make friends and have a desire to continue playing sports in the future. Congratulations, Scott McLeod, for all you do. We appreciate you. Scott is receiving a $50 Visa gift card. Plus, this is awesome. This is new to the Hercules Hero of the Week. $200 in Beehive meals. Beehive meals are awesome. If you haven't tried it, if you have trouble cooking or you're too busy, try out Beehive meals. They come packaged and ready to go. Fresh food packaged, sealed up. All you got to do is throw it in your crock pot or whatever device.
Oh, nice.
Boom. Instant, awesome, nutritious meals. So check them out, Beehive Meals. But they're giving $200 to Scott McLeod. Congratulations, Scott, and thank you for all that you do. To nominate someone within U Sports to be a Hercules Credit Union Hero of the Week, go to kslsports.com/contests to make your submission. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get you introduced to the NHL division format. Who on that list of teams could become a rival for the Utah Hockey Club? We'll break that down next. JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the
biggest name. You're locked into JJ and Alex. With the insight and analysis on the teams you can't live without. Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The NHL is thrilled to be coming to Utah.
I think this crowd is ready for hockey.
What a goal! What an effort! Score!
The NHL is here. Let's go, Utah. We're ready.
Goosebumps. It's now a reality. The NHL is here in Utah. We have a team, the NHL, the Utah Hockey Club, we believe, for year one. They're going to wait on the branding. It's a good idea. But they're going to be competing this fall, and we're excited about it. Join Hans and Scotty this Friday at Spa Chuvet in Highland, located at 5455 West, 110th North. Stop in and say hi. They'll be broadcasting live from noon to 3, and then we'll be next with a live press conference from Ryan Smith as the first chance he has to address our community about his purchase of the Arizona Coyotes franchise and relocation here to Utah. But now that the team is coming, again, Jeremiah Jensen, Stevenson Sylvester in for Alex Keery today. We've been talking about this all day, this massive historic day in Utah sports history, April 18th, 2024, the day that the NHL has arrived in Utah. There's so much to parse through, to get excited about, to immerse ourselves in about this. So much cool new experiences we're going to have. And those of you who follow hockey, you understand what I'm about to talk about. For those of you who don't, there's a few things I'll explain about how this works. But the new franchise, the Utah Hockey Club, will play in the Central Division of the Western Conference.
Mm.
There's not going to be any changing. This is not going to change anything because the Arizona Coyotes already played in the Central Division,
right.
Western Conference. So we're not going to be in the same division as the Golden Knights, as the Sharks,
Kings.
And the Kings,
yeah.
And the Ducks, and the Kraken,
Grizzlies,
and yeah, they're not going to be in the same division. This is the division they're going to be in, and I'm going to go through the standings from the top to bottom, and you're going to see how impressive this is. Best team in hockey this year, in the West, the Rangers had the most points in the NHL with 114, but right behind them at 113 points this season were the Dallas Stars. They're in the Central Division. The Winnipeg Jets, 108 points. They're in the Central Division. The Colorado Avalanche, 105 points, Central Division. Nashville Predators, 99 points, Central Division. They are also in the same division. Those are the four teams from the Central that qualified for the Stanley Cup playoffs this year. Here are the teams that were eliminated. The St. Louis Blues, the Minnesota Wild, and Minnesota is the hockey hotbed in the United States. They are in the same division.
Right.
This is a lot of great competition. And again, the Coyotes were also in that division. They had 77 points this year. They finished second to last in the Central. And the last team in the Central is also another storied franchise that is rebuilding right now, the Chicago Blackhawks. So you're going to have a lot of chances to see these teams. And now I'm going to explain real quick the format. So you'll play either three or four games against the other teams in the same division. That's a total of 26 games. So you're going to play those teams three or four times.
Mm-hmm.
Home and away. It's kind of like the NBA. Very similar to the NBA. Almost identical to the NBA. And you'll also play non-divisional teams in their own conference three times. So you're going to have three games against the Kings. You're going to have three games against the Golden Knights. Three games against Vancouver. That's fun and exciting. So you're going to play a lot of West Coast games as well. But there is also interconference play. So the remaining games of the season, 32 games, will be played against teams in the East. So they'll be, you'll play them twice. So one home, one away. So you get to play all those teams. So, yes, the Toronto Maple Leafs could be here next year.
That's awesome.
This team, the Utah Hockey Club, could be playing the Toronto Maple Leafs.
The Rangers.
The Montreal Canadiens. Yeah, the Rangers at MSG. Think about all that. Ovechkin could come here with the Caps and play. We don't know. Let me just think about this. Like Sidney Crosby, maybe it's his last season next year. The Pittsburgh Penguins could come here. I can't wait to find out which of these teams and these story franchises are going to be here once next year.
I think it's going to
obviously
be awesome.
All of them will have one game they play here.
You know what? I have to say this. I think the other players around the league are probably, I wouldn't say more happy. I would say they're actually probably pretty happy that they don't have to travel to Arizona's crappy stadium.
Yeah. You're going to have a nicer facility here,
Sam,
and it's going to get upgrades.
As Sam said, the players feed off of the crowd.
Yeah.
There's only 4,000 people that it seats. That doesn't say that they're there. And you can come to Salt Lake City and get the Utah community atmosphere as an away team. I'd rather prefer that over Arizona.
Yeah. Ryan Smith said today after the transfer that they're going to try to get Delta Center up to 17,000 hockey seats.
Love it.
They're going to have to make some changes, renovations. Obviously, we know all these things are in the works. That's part of this plan that they needed from legislative support for, is to renovate that area, expand Delta Center, give room for hockey. You don't have to start over with a brand new building. You can take the bones you have right now, just as the Jazz did, but almost 10 years ago, and revamp it and modernize it. And so they're going to have to do that again for hockey. So that's going to happen. But it's going to be an awesome, awesome experience. The last thing I want to touch on in this segment right here, and I want to run this by you, of all those teams you see on that list, which team do you want to have be a rival?
Our rival is Salt Lake
City? Who's going to be the Utah Hockey Club
outside
rival?
Of the Avalanche? I don't think there's anybody else besides the Avalanche that I want to. We're already their rival.
In time.
They don't have a team, Arizona.
In
get out of
time.
Here. Out of here. That
we
I
won't forget,
see,
Coyotes fans. We will not forget.
It's got to be out of the Avalanche and Blackhawks. You know, growing up in Vegas, we didn't have sports teams, right? So
right.
We had to create our teams out of, you know, just whatever, you know, football, whatever was close. Basketball for me was Lakers. Football for me, I was a Cowboys fan growing up. Yeah, I know. I see your face, JJ. I know. I get it. I'm not a Cowboys fan anymore.
Gross.
Got it. Got it, got it, got it. College, I was a Florida State and Michigan fan. And hockey, I was a Chicago Blackhawks fan. I loved the logo.
Really?
I loved the logo. And
that's awesome.
What drew me in. That same thing with the Florida Seminoles.
Yeah.
That's what drew me in. So I was huge on that. So I would like to see that. Chicago. I love to travel to Chicago. If you guys haven't been to Chicago, amazing.
It is a great town.
Great city. And we can go there for hockey now as a Utah Slashers
probably
fan.
Probably twice a year.
Slashers fan?
Three or four games. You could do it. There might be two home, two road against the Blackhawks, the storied Blackhawks.
Right.
This is the new world we're in, everybody. This is awesome. This is going to be so much fun. Take a road trip to Nashville to watch your Utah Hockey Club take on the Preds.
Nashville.
Think about it. I've never been to Winnipeg. I'm sure it's nice this time of year. St. Louis, why not? I mean, it's fun. This is all fun, and you start to see how these conversations can start developing because this is reality. This is actually happening. We have NHL hockey in Utah. So, so exciting. We will continue on this story, on this beat. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN hockey writer, one of the most respected writers in the game, in the business, will join us next right here on JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.